And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for July 1986. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Well, on this edition of the DX Audio Service, we don't have the domestic DX Digest due to a problem in the mail. And hopefully you'll be back on the August edition with a new and improved version, which we've kind of taken to heart some of the comments that you, the listeners of the audio service, have sent to us. So hopefully you'll be a new and improved edition of the DX Audio Service Domestic DX Digest column. Right now, I'd like to turn the microphone over to our interview spot, and on this edition of the DX Audio Service, we're going to take a look at radio in the United Kingdom, and our guest in Peterborough, England, is Stuart Cocker. Hi, Stuart.
Hello, Fred, and thanks for inviting me to explain about radio in the United Kingdom. For the benefit of your DX Audio Service listeners, my present home is 10 miles north of the expanding city of Peterborough, about a 100-mile drive from London. This area is very flat, so it's excellent for listening to radio stations from a long distance.
Well, Stuart, to start off with, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into radio and what you do?
I got my first chance in full-time radio back in 1981, but before that I dabbled in early BBC local radio in the late 1960s, whilst I was an education student. In my spare time, I became involved in clandestine, unlicensed stations in the South London area and Kent. Then, because of moving to work in the county of Norfolk, about 40 miles from Peterborough, I became involved with the radio service, which was cabled to four hospitals, becoming station manager in 1980. It was at this time I spent Saturday afternoons at the new independent radio station in Peterborough, assisting with their sports programme, a useful introduction to commercial radio. When they expanded their staff in early 1981, I quit my education job to work for the radio station full-time as programme producer, remotes broadcast organiser, plus eventually a regular jocking slot. This continued until 1985, when my job ended due to severe financial problems at the company. I'm still to find a decent radio job in an industry that's not expanding.
Well, from your viewpoint, how does British radio, and specifically the ILR stations, differ from their US counterparts?
To answer that one, Fred, I must give you some background details. In late 1973, a new radio network was started, and this was to be financed by spot advertising. Commercial radio had arrived, but the overseeing regulatory organisation, similar to your FCC, and that's called the IBA, the Independent Broadcasting Authority, thought commercial was rather a vulgar word, so called them independent local radio instead. Programming format was similar to the BBC locals, that's mixed programming, to meet the population served by the low-power transmissions. But the BBC local stations were speech-orientated, probably a bit like your public broadcast radio, as disc music restrictions prevented much popular music being transmitted. Independent stations are allowed a maximum of 9 hours of music from discs, in a period of 24 hours. Record labels, not in the PPL-PRS scheme as it's known, are exempt from this, but this usually is a negligible amount, so you can't really include that. Mixed format is common to all ILR radio, and there's plenty of local information and features for the communities served by each station.
What about in London?
In London, the arrangement's a bit different. There are two ILR stations there, LBC, the London Broadcasting Company, which is a 24-hour news format station, and Capital Radio, a 24-hour entertainment station, with basically music and DJ patter. In the rest of the United Kingdom, there's only one independent station per population area, with little overlap in marketing terms. Each area covers about 600,000 to 800,000 people, with the exceptions of larger cities like Birmingham, Manchester, Glasgow, Liverpool, Leeds and Newcastle. The smallest areas are in mountainous, small populated regions of Scotland, rural Suffolk and North Wales. and the smallest area covered in Scotland is 170,000 people. From my understanding of the US broadcast system, it's very unrestricted in its programme formatting, with specialised music to particular sections of the population served, and the music they want to hear. Not so in the UK.
Well, here in the United States, the medium wave domination is only 23% of the FM market. How does medium wave hold up over in England?
In the UK, we don't talk in terms of AM and FM markets. Each radio station has its broadcasts on AM and FM simultaneously. And for the audience research purposes, it's not split into each category. Listening in the United Kingdom is mainly on AM radios, but FM listening is catching up now that FM radios are cheaper to buy. Car radios now have FM available in stereo, so music on the move is rather popular. Perhaps eventually we'll get those automated music stations that you have, covering major highways. There's an experiment at the moment on the M1 motorway with signs listing the frequency of the local radio station, which gives traffic and travel information. It's hoped to find out if drivers notice these signs and make use of the radio stations. The FM part of the radio band is undergoing at the moment a major adjustment through until July 1987. The idea is to put local radio into blocks of frequencies and thus make sure that the frequency spectrum is better used than at present. Hopefully, stations will make use of these changes to promote FM listening in their areas.
Well, with the exception of stations here in the United States on local channels and those which went on the air with non-directional antennas, most of the stations here in the United States use directional antenna systems. What do the majority of the British broadcasters do?
The BBC radio system uses mainly omnidirectional antennas, or T-aerials, supported by two masts. However, independent radio uses directional antennas due to the increased amount of frequency sharing. To give you an example of this, Capital Radio, that's the London music station, uses a four-mast radiator system on 1548 kHz. This frequency is also used in five other areas, with transmitter powers ranging from about 740 watts to 5000 watts. As Capital Radio's transmitter is 97,500 watts, these other areas have to be protected from this high power. This might seem to you not very important, but the UK has a small land area, and mutual interference has to be prevented.
I understand that there are some British stations which share the same antenna for transmission, a practice which is hardly done here. Why do they do it, and does it require a lot of engineering?
This has happened in the BBC National Services for the past 40 years. AM arrays often require large areas of land, could be up to 8 acres, and this is costly to purchase. Planning permission for the erection of masts can be difficult to obtain from the county authorities. People often regard them as a blot on the landscape. A recent application by the BBC for their shortwave world service was refused due to public opposition. This was due to be in a site in the south of England. In the London area, back in 1972, the IBA were refused 4 suggested sites in a Green Belts conservation area, before a court appeal overruled one of these. Delays of this sort has meant stations' projected start-up dates being put back several months. The most absurd example of refused planning permission for antenna construction was back in 1980. In Gloucestershire, the IBA wanted to build a mast for a 140-watt AM transmitter. The first planning application was refused, and so was the second, and also the third, but the fourth one was successful. However, all these applications were for different parts of the same field.
Really?
For local radio, sharing antennas by the BBC and IBA hasn't been particularly common. From my calculations of the 108 sites in use, only 17 are shared using two different frequencies up the same mast. Antenna sharing does require a lot of engineering, and costs aren't cheap. An AM diplexer is needed, along with aerial tuning units, the usual cabling and buildings to house the transmitters, and a standby emergency power supply generator. Then there's the rented British Telecom program landline from the studio to the transmitter location, as microwave links are seldom used. Other complex technicalities appear at five sites, where BBC and IBA stations share a multi-mast array to give deep nulls in particular directions. These are in Birmingham, Bristol, Bedford and Nottingham. The fifth one in North London is for the two London stations, LBC and Capital, and it's a very complex antenna system there. Two program services are radiated towards London on different frequencies, but deep nulls are provided towards 10 cities sharing the same two channels. Simple for North America, you may think, but a new problem for the UK. This site also needed channel separation filtering, plus modifications due to nearby power lines to prevent re-radiation of the programs.
Okay, I got a hypothetical question for you. If you were to get up at, say, 5 a.m. in the morning and snap on your radio, could you hear any U.S. broadcasters on the medium wave dial?
Well, sorry, Fred, we can't hear any U.S. broadcasters on the AM dial here. Even the American Forces Network on 873 kilohertz from Germany is impossible to hear due to a local transmitter on the same channel.
Well, can you hear any other countries on medium wave where you live, and what are some of those stations and frequencies?
You can hear all the nearest West European countries quite easily on AM. I have a sample for you to hear coming up shortly. Here are some frequencies. Holland on 675 kilohertz, programs of Radio Veronica as well as others, 747 and 1008 kilohertz, the Irish Republic on 567 and 612, Belgium on 927 and 1512, Monaco on 1467, Radio Luxembourg on 1440, and Sweden on 1179. They have a famous Sweden Goes DX program.
Een volle vrijdag lang met Bart, Erik, Adam, Lex, Peter, Jeroen en Alfred. Iedereen luistert toch?
Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, who is Zoom In Who, that's the name of the album. But the free will love, baby, check it out, what time? All right.
Road Report.
What? Oh, yeah, the Road Report, right. Well, we start with a look at the road news with the help of the AA on... There it is, the travel news on Luxembourg. But right
it's
now...
It's a 208 featured record of the week.
Radio Luxembourg!
Bits. I'm going to rave about this probably for the next 7 years. I don't... Anyone from Le Mans, something called I Can See It. I went to the doctor today. I was absolutely steaming mad. I said, doctor, doctor, I want a second opinion. People say I'm crazy. He said, all right, you're ugly as well.
Tony Blewett, living proof that in radio, ugly is not a problem.
Why, thank you, man.
Thank you, ma'am.
The the great George, the mighty 1440.
Very much like working on this radio ship. 13 minutes past two.
The Cash and Carry Fashion Fair of the Decade will be happening in London's West End every Saturday and Sunday in August and September. There'll be up to 100 designers and manufacturers selling the latest fashions and brand names direct to you. In-Store Entertainment and Information Incorporated of America is proud to be organising this event. We'll be announcing the location soon, so prepare yourself for the fashion event of the decade.
Radio Caroline!
Now it's solid!
Caroline!
I wonder how many of our DXers out there have heard some of those stations. Stuart, how do you see UK radio changing over the next few years?
Well, there are ideas throughout the industry that there'll be less regulation of the radio companies by the IBA. Stations will be allowed to format in the way they want to suit their local areas. At present, the IBA own and operate local radio transmitters, for which the radio companies pay a rental fee. Forward funding of additional transmitters is the latest idea for the IBA, who can't afford the extra costs. So radio companies will now pay outright for these particular transmitters, although the IBA will still continue to engineer them. Perhaps in the future, all companies will own their own transmitters. Hopefully, the local radio system will soon expand once the economic recession improves in the UK. With only 47 independent companies, there's not much scope for specialised programming. A city like Peterborough should have more than one independent station, trying to be all things to all people, and succeeding at none of them. Technically, with the shift around of the FM frequencies, better reception should be possible. And with reducing costs for automatic frequency selection, it would be great to have portable radios with digital readout tuning. No more messing about trying to find your favourite station on the dial.
Well, thanks for speaking with us in this edition of the DX Audio Service. Stuart, would you mind if listeners write to you if they want further information on what is happening over in the UK?
No, not at all, Fred. I'd be pleased to correspond with them, perhaps even trade air checks. My address is 31 Swift Close, Deeping St. James, Peterborough, PE6 8QQ, United Kingdom. The address again, 31 Swift Close, that's SWIFT, Deeping St. James, DEEPING, St. James, Peterborough, PE6 8QQ, United Kingdom. He's hoping you're right, and best wishes to you all.
I'd like to thank Stuart for allowing us to ask him all the questions we did on the audio service about what radio is like in England. Thanks again, Stuart, for taking the time to help us out. Now, I mentioned to you at the beginning of the cassette, we don't have a domestic DX Digest column. Well, that goes double for the FM domestic digest column. So what we're going to have to do is put all that information together with the new information and give it to you on the August edition of the audio service. And by the way, that will be in a new and improved form per your recommendations and suggestions on how we should be reporting this information to you. John Bowker is taking a well-deserved vacation at this present time, so we don't have a travelogue to present to you, but talking to John just before we went into our editing session here at the audio service, John asked me to pass along this information to you, and that is, if you would like to contribute material to the travelogue, it's very easy to do. All you have to do is basically sit down with your cassette recorder, patch it into your radio, and just record as many top-of-the-hour IDs from radio stations as you possibly can. Now, you don't have to edit these down like we do on the audio service. What you can do is just start recording maybe a minute or so before the top-of-the-hour ID, and as soon as you hear the ID, wait about 5 seconds, 10 seconds or so, and then just stop the recorder, dial up another station, and wait. And just send that cassette to John, and he'll edit it all down and put it together in a nice presentation and, of course, make mention of where he got those IDs from. Again, John's address is 14 Canoe Brook Drive, C-A-N-O-E, Brook Drive, Princeton Junction, New Jersey, and the zip code is 18550. Well, let's turn the microphone over to Phil Wayne with a look at MarketScope.
This is MarketScope for July 1986, and I'm Phil Wayne. This month, we're scanning the bands in Southern California as we tune into the Los Angeles radio market. We have a lot of frequencies to DX, so we better get started.
She will give you things.
Yeah, I bet she will. 850 at 57 KLAC. This is Jerry House. There's another another pageant going on, and it's advertised in the paper, and I won't mention it because, by golly, I want everybody to win. They get $15,000 and get to go to a city. But you know what it says? No performing talent.
You mean they just have to be pretty or be whatever the pageant is?
Can I don't you give know, us but clues? Why would they put that? Why would they put, they might as well put, can you match your underwear to the day of the week?
You're implying these people are not bright?
I don't think they...
That's what you're implying?
A lot of these women that are in these pageants are, they can fold laundry.
Yeah.
Jake, if you can hear thunder... Mm-hmm. And see lightning, you're in the contest. Why do they put that? Bless their hearts.
Well, because it's based on poise and dignity.
Poise.
And thin thighs.
I think mostly thin thighs.
For the next 60 seconds, put aside your momentary cares and woes. And
woe for comfort, confidence, and good looks that last.
Oh. Good, I don't want no clammy wool around me. I hate a sheep that sweats. Get out.
This ain't down.
Honey, turn off the TV.
Oh, yeah. Hank Jr. at 855 and 57 KLAC. This is Jerry House Foundation. Sort of a pregame show for Stoney Richards this morning at 1045. Mr. Stoned himself will have details at 1045 on how you can win $1,000 in the Mr. Stone contest. Coming up, stovetop stuffing, side dish, or pagan ritual right here.
Up until now.
And Murray along with the El Segundo All Synthesizer Orchestra here on KLAC, 57 KLAC, Los Angeles, a Mallright Communications Group station. Phil Gentrich, Uncle Phil, the award-winning news ninja, is here.
The what?
News ninja. He's all dressed in black.
Boy.
And every now and then he'll leap up and fling a little metal thing into the side of the wall. It's wonderful. And also Ernie Garcia and traffic.
Now clearing two collisions on the freeway system, 91 freeway eastbound on the transition to the 605 southbound, and on the Santa Monica freeway eastbound at Manning, a crash with no injuries, now in the center divider. From the CHP, this is Officer Ernie Garcia for KLAC News.
All right, thanks, Ernie. Good morning, everyone. The news this hour brought to you by Lloyd's Bank, because they've always known who they work for. About 20 Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies mounted a search this morning in the San Dimas area for a 9-year-old girl who vanished from her parents' apartment. It's not...
KLCC, San Diego.
And in El Cajon at the corner of El Cajon Boulevard in Washington.
KFI 640. What's happening tomorrow, you may ask? Well, of course, it is St. Patty's Day.
Of course, Steve Olabeau will be here in the afternoons. Loman and O'Barkley will be here in the mornings. Margo Taylor, middays. Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. That's why they invented Irish whiskey. Keep the Irish in tow, you know. KFI, Lionel Richie with Rod Young. KFI 640 and all night long music from Lionel Richie. That's going to put the wraps on it for Ron Young. But I do want to remind you that Dr. Ruth Westheimer will be in next. The numbers to call are 5201-KFI for L.A. and the Valley, 9535-KFI for Orange County and the Inland Empire. Well, that puts the wraps on for me. Dr. Ruth is next. Following Dr. Ruth will be Nancy Plum and the Affection Connection. Oh, yeah. Look out. I'll see y'all next Sunday night, 5 o'clock. Take care of yourself. Make it 4 o'clock next Sunday because I want to come in early. See you then. Bye-bye.
With the Automobile Club of Southern California, I'm Monica Zett for 69 Extra Go Traffic.
Stay tuned for your chance to go on a light flight right here.
69.
Well, it's one for the money.
69 Extra Gold. This is Eddie Cochran.
Hi, this is Jerry Mathers. I used to be the Beaver. Are you really Bob Montague?
It's 12 o'clock. This is Bob Montague, and this is our drive-through all-request show. 236-0690. Upcoming television trivia today. Right now, here's one for San Diego.
Very good. Yeah, very good. On KMPC, that's Art Money and the old marching song, Honey Babe. It's about 8 before 8 o'clock. 8 before 8. I won't get the new weather forecast here for you in a moment, but we're about to travel here with double mileage.
Sorry I'm late. Well, gotta go now. I got a plane to miss.
There's a man who knows what he's doing. PSA frequent flyers get double mileage credit, as I told you, for expressway flights to San Francisco. Call your travel agent or 1-800-I-FLY-PSA. It's 7 minutes before 8. KMPC Air Watch, weather sunny and warmer today. It is going to be a beauty. Gusty winds up to 20 miles per hour below the canyons and foothills, and that'll just keep all the air nice and churned up and clear. But the skies will be blue, the highs will be 75 in the city, 75 in the valley, 72 in Orange County. The beaches will even get up to 73. Good air quality, as I mentioned, and right now, climbing at 63 degrees, our KMPC studios in Hollywood.
How time flies. It seems just yesterday my son Vito brought his first girlfriend home.
And a good morning from the Lion Gang. It's 7:55. We've got Bud out in Arizona, Pamela and David out there checking traffic, and we'll get to Tommy and all the news in about 5 minutes. It's 7:55. How about something pretty? Real pretty. KMPC with the unforgettable sound of Ray Anthony. Air Watch first, always with traffic news. Now, again to Pamela McInnes, flying Air Watch 710. Pamela?
Looking at San Fernando Valley traffic to South San Diego, slowing Burbank Boulevard down to Moraga in Sepulveda Pass.
KMPC Los Angeles.
Good morning. I'm Tom Wayman with KMPC News at 8 o'clock. Sponsored by Christopher Wheel and Company.
And we'll talk to you this morning at 10:10 right here on KABC.
Hi, this is, wait a minute. Got it, here we are, Steve Allen, with Ken and Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. You know you got to wake up, so why not take off your
the Ken and Bob Company, Ken Menyard and Bob Arthur on this Tuesday morning, this 18th day of March. The time is 8:08, and these are some of the top Southern California news headlines.
Good morning. I'm Eric Tracy, and it's just the facts, ma'am, just the facts on this 810 sports update from the
814 Ken and Bob Company on KABC. Those freeways pretty jammed right now. Traffic watch time with Jorge.
Very correct you are, Mr. Minyard. This KABC traffic watch is brought to you by CNR Clothiers.
Paul Johnson for KABC.
Thank you, Paul. And just after 790, this is the captain with the KABC traffic watch.
KABC time now, 8:16, Ken and Bob Company, and these are some of our top stories this morning.
A witness says he saw only the back of a man who pulled a woman from her car and shot her to death. KABC time is now 8:18.
And time for another Showbiz Roundup from me. I am, of course, the Showbiz Whiz, and no matter what happens, what goes on in our lives, how much activity they are, how well we are,
you know,
I
that,
always
you know,
keep, huh?
You know what that means, don't you?
What's that?
I will not be able to get out of here without people
stopping. All people in the halls, you mean?
You know what they will
what
ask
say
me.
About me, you mean?
Yes.
They'll say what?
They'll be asking.
What will they say?
They will be asking. That's what they'll be asking.
They're a little hesitant this morning.
Aren't some of them longer than others,
well,
doesn't
it? It's a big part of my...
No, I tell them show business is your life.
It's a big part of my life.
It really is.
Bob, it really is. So as your showbiz whiz, I would like to do another showbiz roundup. Unfortunately... Unfortunately, after this setup, we don't have time, so we'll do it. No, I'll do it. I'll try to make it quick. Let's go with showbiz roundup.
Action.
Well, who do you think is discussing a production of Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire with New York producer Marty Richards?
Elizabeth Taylor.
How about Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Yeah, he's decided he wants to do some serious drama for a change. Apparently, I mean, this is this.
He wants to do the Brando role?
Uh-huh. He wants to play Stanley Kowalski. You know, he might do our Kowalski, Stanley Kowalski.
Well, he could look the part.
Yeah, I was going to say he might be playing him all the time, now that I think about it. And Richards says he'd love to produce it, adding, I'd produce the telephone book if Stallone wanted to read it. I mean, a guy that produces movies that make the big bucks, that's the Academy Award most people are looking for. So you can look for that, perhaps. Hard rocker Ted Nugent is hoping to rid society of Muzak. Westinghouse is selling Muzak, and he wants to buy it, Nugent does. He wants to buy it and then shut it down. He's offered $10 million for the operation.
Just to shut it down?
Can you imagine? His offer has fallen so far on deaf ears, but he vows to continue his quest. He says Muzak is an evil force in today's society, causing people to lapse into uncontrollable fits of blandness. And so he's willing to spend $10 million to rid society of this evil. And
this is reckless, dangerous,
yes,
and wrong.
My turn.
AM 930. Stop pretending you hate new songs. These are the best songs. AM 930.
I'm so happy.
I'm Brother John, reminding if you'd like to own a new home in the Los Angeles area, Mead Nonprofit Homes are now available. To find out if you qualify, just call 563-7210. Now, more great songs on AM 930.
AM 930, pumping our pure rock and roll. Pure rockers. We call them smoking oldies. AM 930. AM 930. Right here where you left them. Smoking oldies. AM 930.
One, two, three. Look at me.
AM 930, reminding you to catch the hullabaloo and smoke it oldies, mornings on AM 930.
AM 930. This is RKO Radio's KRTH, Los Angeles.
Good morning. I'm Yvonne Payton with a 6 o'clock update. Coming up, AM 930 sports, traffic, and weather.
Now it's
6:05. Good morning. I'm Mark Dennis with an AM 930 traffic check on the Ventura Freeway eastbound, just past Van Nuys. Had a solo spin out that should be along the right shoulder. And I'll be in touch with another AM 930 traffic check.
AM 930 weather partly cloudy and not quite as cool today, with northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour by this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 60s in LA, about 60 in the valleys, as well as along the beaches. Right now it's 46 degrees at AM 930. At 6:06, I'm Yvonne Payton. Now the Hullabalooer plays more Smokin' Oldies on AM 930.
St. Patrick's Day from all of us at AM 930.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA.
Good morning, this is AM 930. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. That's our St. Patrick's Day opening. Sweet Little 16, Chuck Berry, and of course, Long Tall Sally.
I'm green with envy.
Oh, thank you.
What do you think of that
much.
One, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that other radio station is green with envy because this is the station that has the fresh approach to oldies, AM 930.
That's my St. Patrick's, first my St. Patrick's Day joke.
Boy, that's great.
Well, I get to recycle that once a year. You know, usually about 6:12 in the morning. I was just about 3 seconds early this week.
Well, you sure were, because it's now 6:11 and 35 seconds.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thank you. You're wearing the referee shirt there this morning.
Well, it's green striped. Yeah, I wore a referee
shirt. Regulation?
No, this is not regulation. It is, of course, if you're working a football game on St. Patty's Day. It's my green striped shirt, yeah, and you're wearing your green sweater this morning. Couldn't find an ounce of green, and your green tie with the shamrocks. That's
cost
beautiful.
Me $25 2 years ago. Man, I'll tell you, once a year I wear it. Have it paid off here
Bit of green is Yvonne wearing. She doesn't have one bit of green on. Annie does. Annie's got kind of a, well, she
let's
kind of...
Let's see what you have on.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not really green. I told her that.
It's green enough.
Oh, yeah.
A little green.
It's turquoise, but she says that'll rate. If you don't have green on, of course, today, I get to pinch you. You better give me a ring. All of our telephone numbers end with 1930, 520-1930 from L.A., 781-1930 and 952-1930 from down in Orange County. If you're not wearing green yet, call me and I get to pinch you. And if you'd like also to call this morning and kiss my Blarney Stone, this is the day to do it.
6:13, checking traffic on the Ventura Freeway eastbound just past Van Nuys. Had a report of a solo spin out along the right shoulder. Might still encounter just some minor slowing on the Santa Ana Freeway. Northbound has come up on Indiana. Earlier had a stall in the fast lane. That's been removed. There were some flares and he's still on the roadway when I went through there a little while ago. Otherwise, not too many problems. 6:13, that's time and moments. Another AM 930 traffic check.
Boy, we have somebody on the phone. She doesn't sound like she's wearing much of anything at all. Good morning. Are you wearing green this morning?
No, I'm not.
Gee, you know as well as I do what that means. I get to pinch you. Okay, if you will now put something up against the phone. It doesn't matter to me what it is. Whatever it is, though, of course, I get to pinch it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Is whatever it is that you want pinched up against the phone now?
Okay. That hurt.
Of course it hurt. Of course it hurt. Now, would you like to kiss my Blarney Stone?
What's that?
Well, just, you know,
it's like
her
your gallstones, tell us.
Oh. Ooh.
All right. There you go.
Okay. Wow. Oh, who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Jackie Gillum. I'm calling from Gardena.
I could tell. That's a Gardena pucker, boy.
I'd like to make a request.
Sure. Anything at all for anybody in Gardena. How would you like to hear the British Caledonia commercial?
Okay.
All right, you got it.
I am British Caledonian air. I am the poetry.
Jane Bowers at the editor's desk. I'm John Lesher. This is KFWB Los Angeles, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station. KFWB News Time, 8 o'clock. And now Sentinella Hospital accents the news.
This is KFWB, All News 98. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
It's 57 degrees at 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Robert M. Howard. These are the top stories. Here's the latest from the KFWB Traffic Center.
Rhonda Kramer, KFWB, News 98.
Traffic reports every 10 minutes on News 98.
Did you see the memo about all the different health plans our company lets us pick?
KFWB News Time, 8:11. The Chicago River has been dyed green, so it must be St. Patrick's Day. The Windy City's 31st annual St. Patty's Day parade should draw about 120,000 spectators, while the procession itself should include a bevy of Illinois politicians. It is, after all, election year there.
KNX News Time, 8:27. Now here's Bill Keane once again. He has Monday morning traffic and weather for you, sponsored by Continental Airlines. Bill?
Glendale Freeway, southbound south of the Golden State, a problem on the 101 northbound north of 1st Street. We have the fast lane blocked. Now Donna Dower may be over that. She's over the Santa Ana Freeway.
Time is 8:30 on this Monday, March 17th. Good morning, I'm Dave Zorn.
And I'm Jack Salvatore. You're tuned to KNX, News Radio 1070. And these are the places where there's news.
Stockholm, a man arrested last week is formally charged. He's accused as an accomplice in the assassination of the Swedish Prime Minister.
Washington, President Reagan's campaign for aid to Nicaraguan rebels hits high gear, and he wants you to help him lobby.
Barstow, activists continue to continue the Great Peace March, but the march could become a bus ride.
France, a bomb rips through a passenger train. At least 9 people are hurt.
Los Angeles, business leaders are lobbying City Hall. They say they want something done about graffiti.
Washington, a study says yuppies are not doing as well money-wise as their parents did. But yuppies themselves are disputing that report.
These stories coming up on KNX, along with Monday Morning Sports from Fred Gallagher.
The leaders will have only 6 holes to play when they complete the 54-hole ladies golf tournament in Glendale today. I'll have that and more at 8:45.
This is Jerry Laird of the Pacific Stock Exchange. OPEC is reported trying to work out a new agreement to limit oil production. I'll have a report at 8:50.
Partly cloudy, not as cool today with a high in the low 60s. It's 52 in Hollywood right now. If you're headed back east, New York City gets sunshine today with a high of 55 degrees. Sunny in the nation's capital, too, with a high around 60 degrees. In San Francisco today, fair skies with a high of 60. Partly cloudy, 54 for a high temperature in Seattle. KNX News Time, 8:31.
This portion of the news on KNX is sponsored by Great Western's family of companies.
ARLA 1965. I need somebody. Help, help me, help me.
Santo and Johnny with your basic cuddle music, man. Sleepwalk on KRLA. That's Santo and Johnny from 1959, and Sleepwalk is what I'm doing this morning. Carole, big time. 6:24, this is Danny Martinez. Right out, we checked the traffic with Rhonda.
Really, so far, we're not doing too bad on the freeway system. Eastbound Ventura Freeway, Van Nuys on-ramp at an earlier solo spin-out. That's not going to be a big problem right now. However, on the harbor northbound, just north of El Segundo, we've got an accident just now reported. In the Malibu area, PCH has been reopened after being closed all day yesterday in the Los Flores Canyon area. Northbound San Diego at about Sepulveda, getting reports of an accident with possible injuries. And we had an earlier vehicle fire, South 605 south of Valley, still finding some activity off to the right, but the fire itself has been extinguished. I'm Roger Kramer, KRLA Traffic, and now here's Rich Marotta, KRLA Sports.
Kareem runs wild as Lakers beat the Rockets. Surprises everywhere in the NCAA basketball playoffs. Back with those stories and more right after this brief timeout.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm Rich Marotta, KRLA Sports, and now back to Danny Martinez with more KRLA music.
If you're getting married, Carole will marry you and your intended in the backseat of our 57 Chevy. No, that is no diddly bop. That's the stone truth. Not only that, we'll also cater a wedding party for 50 of your friends, compadres, and relatives aboard a chartered yacht. And we'll send you on a glorious 7-day honeymoon to Jamaica. Sounds good? It is good. If you're ready to get married on Friday, April the 18th, then write to Carole and tell us why. you want to get married. The best reason wins the wedding. It's that simple. Send your letters now to KRLA Wedding Party, 3580 Wilshire Boulevard, LA 910. Remember, the winning couple will be announced on the radio April the 4th. Church bells will ring on
KRLA.
KRLA remembers doo-wop.
You'll hear that kind of sound tonight on Doo-Wop Heaven at 11 o'clock this evening. It's 11:47 now, KRLA, big time.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Many of the broadcasters in the Los Angeles area, in cooperation with federal and local officials, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an earthquake or other emergency. If there had been an earthquake or other emergency, the attention signal you just heard would now be followed by news, official information, or instructions. Be prepared. Study the section in your telephone directory that provides information on how to safeguard yourself and your family in the event of an earthquake or other emergency. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
It's the Zody's sale of sales. Zody's closes 26 stores forever.
Get in on KRLA's Off-Rodium Giveaway. You can win a Nissan pickup truck, a Honda ATC motorcycle, and a 19-inch color TV. No purchase necessary. Drawing is May 4th. Come on down to the Rhodium Open Air Market, 2500 Redondo Beach Boulevard in Torrance every day to register. Join KRLA's own Manny Pacheco this Sunday, March 23rd from noon till 3 p.m. He'll be giving away a color TV set. It's the Great Off-Rhodium Giveaway from the station that knows how to give it away.
KRLA.
Everyone knows it's windy. The Association 533 KRLA Big Time. I'm the Real Don's Deal. Let us look at that KRLA weather scope, shall we? Tonight, quite clear and cool. Low, 53 degrees. Tomorrow, sensational and warm. Don't you dare pop that. Highs near 83. Currently in the valley, 73. I'll explain it later, ladies and gentlemen. So that scared me right down to my bones. Orange County, 72. Beaches, 69. And 74 degrees now at KRLA. Horseplay causes 38% of industrial accidents. Hey, your chance to win 100 California lottery tickets is coming up. Each ticket could be worth over $3 million to you. KRLA is giving away thousands of lottery tickets with plenty of chances for you to win, and it could happen at any moment. You keep listening for your chance to win big in the KRLA Gold Rush only on AM 1110. It pays to listen to KRLA.
The Real Don's Deal.
KRLA remembers the Beatles.
One, two, three, five.
Just 17, you know what I mean, don't you? Right, Beatles, 540, KRLA Big Time. I'm the Real Don's Deal. Boom, let's go traffic with our run.
Currently 71 in the Valley, 69 at Orange County, and 72 at KRLA. It's 6 o'clock. I'm Lou Henry. All oldies, all the time.
11-10.
KRLA, Pasadena.
The Real Don's Deal. KRLA.
Thanks for joining us on this extended market scope. Next month, John Bowker will return with his travelogue, and we'll continue our journey across the radio dial in the City of the Angels. This is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil, for an exciting market scope here on the DX Audio Service. And Phil will be back in 30 days with a look at LA Radio Part 2 on the DX Audio Service. And speaking of which, I'd like to remind you that if you have something you'd like to contribute to us here at the DX Audio Service or to one of the editors, be sure to get it in before the 15th of July. We will be going to press on the 20th of July for the August 1986 edition of the DX Audio Service. That about wraps it. We'll be here next month, hopefully with new baby in the studio, and a look at what's going on the AM and FM bands with DXing from DX News Magazine. The DX Audio Service may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission of the DX Audio Service and National Radio Club Incorporated, Cambridge, Wisconsin. 73 and good DX to you all.